Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? It's Mudflap at the Movies. And today's movie is Stonehurst Asylum, starring Michael Caine, Jim Sturgess, Ben Kingsley, Brendan Gleeson, and the always talented Kate Beckinsale. Now, you would think with a cast like this, a movie could not go wrong. Well, it doesn't. This movie works. When I first saw the previews and saw Michael Caine, I thought, I'm in. He's always great. And then I see Ben Kingsley, and I'm like, pow, I'm in. Dude's always fantastic in everything he does. And then Jim Sturgess, who's been great in so many movies, this movie's got to be good. All right? Well, it is. And it's, take a listen to the trailer.
The doctor will be along shortly.
You have my word, you won't be harmed.
So, what brings you to Stonehurst?
I've always been fascinated by the troubled mind, since as long as I can remember. I have the desire and the training. All I lack is the clinical experience.
Most patients are here because they are embarrassments to their families. There are few therapies better at restoring the soul than music.
Don't you agree, Doctor?
Beautiful.
Interesting case, this one.
His family sold him off to a sideshow when he was a child.
Hello?
Suicidal tendencies are not uncommon amongst the deranged.
Did he stab himself in the back as well?
Ooh, damn, that sounds creepy, don't it? Well, it was. Here's the plot of the story. When a young doctor, Edward Newgate, Jim Sturgess, arrives at Stonehurst Asylum in search of an apprenticeship, he is warmly welcomed by Superintendent Dr. Lamb, played by Ben Kingsley, and a mesmerizing woman by the name of Eliza Graves, Kate Beckinsale. Edward is intrigued by Lamb's modern methods of treating the insane until a series of unusual events lead him to make a horrifying discovery, exposing Lamb's utopia and pushing Edward to the limits of his conscience. It's inspired by a short story from Edgar Allan Poe. Stonehurst Asylum is a tale in which nobody is who or what they appear to be. Asylum is a well-made, well-acted film that could probably find a Halloween audience among viewers looking for that spooky story this time of year. Now, it doesn't pile on a lot of dead bodies or a lot of super action like a lot of films today, but it's got the scary stuff. It does its job. And I love the period piece. Setting it in Gothic times makes for a super scary tale. It's more along the lines of like American Horror Story than it would be Shutter Island. But it will make you think about what goes on behind the walls and what happens to the mentally ill inside the asylum. Now, I was surprised that Michael Caine had a pretty small part, and the same with Brendan Gleeson, who had a small cameo up front. But they are perfect for the film. Another thing that does surprise me is that this film isn't getting a giant wide release, because it has great production value. The movie looks good. Like I said, I think it works. It's a smaller horror film along the lines of what movies used to be back in the 40s. Kind of those, just a dark tale. But do I recommend it to a friend? Yes, I do. It's a great date movie. It's one of those you're going to want to hold hands, cuddle, and jump when the scary part hits the fan. So check out Stonehurst Asylum. It's directed by Brad Anderson, and it's rated PG-13. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend?